Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Oh man, today we're going to transform you, if that's okay. Not change you. No. Don't be afraid of that. I'm not a real change kind of guy. I mean, change is constant in life. It's always going to happen no matter how long we're around. Change is the only thing that's consistent in life, I think. Was it Winston Churchill that said that? But I like transformation. I like transforming from one thing to the next thing. And we'll talk about that, give you a couple of tactics you can work on today to do that. In fact, this afternoon, if you want to, if you use the four steps I give you today, actually three of them, not even four. The fourth one's for tomorrow. Three today. You can transform anything you want today. All right, I'll tell you about that in a sec here. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. The positive boost you need every single day, no matter what gets in the way, because life begins when you move. It does. A lot of people think that means get physical, get out there and jump on a treadmill or something. And I guess at some level, it does mean that. But mostly to me, it's emotional. Because you're an emotional creature. I'm an emotional creature. If I'm emotionally feeling really good, I'm going to get out and do stuff. I'm feeling really bad, I'm going to sit there and just, you know, cry on my beer if I had a beer handy. We're emotional. But sometimes life is intellectual, and sometimes you're a very logical person. We have a lot of logical people that listen to podcasts. Smart people working on computers all day, project managers, people like that. They're very logical people. And they stay in that logic zone. And sometimes it's hard to bust into getting what you want in life by being too logical. Sometimes we have to go emotional first. In fact, I will tell you that's about 1,000% of the time how it works. Life begins when you move. It's going to get in the way. It's your choice how you deal with it. And you're going to deal with it really well today. Why? Because you started off listening to this program and it's going to help you. And we stand up, we take a step, we repeat. How long? Until we get what we want. Why would you stop before you got there anyway? Are you that committed to getting what you want in life that you will stand up, take a step, and repeat and keep going until you get there, no matter what gets in the way, no matter who says you can't do it, no matter what, you're going to go do it. Are you that committed? If you got your BAM, your big, awesome, motivating mission that we talked about yesterday, you'll be that committed. It'll be fun today. How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Not sure if I introduced myself already. Kind of in the flow this week. Kind of digging it, too. Hope you are, too. So let's talk about these four simple steps to unlocking transformation. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Because transforming is what you want. And it could be little. It could be little, doesn't have to be big, or it could be huge. You can transform anything you want to. How do I know that? Well, because you can do anything anybody else has done. If they can do it, you can do it. And the fact of the matter is when it comes to transformation, you have transformed yourself from one thing to the next thing to the next thing. And maybe today is you're not exactly where you want to be and you got to do it again. Maybe you're exactly where you want to be. And whether you like it or not, eventually you'll transform into something else. It's just going to happen. But millions upon probably billions of people around this planet, very successful people, have made the choice to become something different than they are today. To build upon this solid foundation that you have. Take all that crystallized wisdom you formed over the years from all the knowledge work you've done. You put it together. Now you understand, you see the world in a different place. They've decided to make a change. And because they can do it, I know you can do it. And you understand that, don't you? So creating a difference requires very simple actions. It is essentially all about what you want and keeping what you love. Now, more and more, and I have a course I'm working on right now because I've kind of come to the conclusion doing this for a very long time. The original productivity or personal development course I did was called Face Your Passion. And it's very emotional and it's a big bloated thing. It's great information, but I made it 12, 13 years ago. So it's a big bloated thing. But I've learned something over time. I've learned over time, there is a way things work. And I know you fancy Zoomies out there, you Gen Zers, no, we're going to do things differently. I don't care what it is. You might be doing it on your iPad, but what's happening behind the scenes on the iPad was done on pencil and paper only a couple years ago. I talked to people doing video editing or audio editing, something I've done since I was 16 years old. They click a little plug-in and it just happens. And I said, well, how does that reverb work? Or how does that equalization? Well, I don't know. I just click the button. It was based on people that did it for real years ago. Everything that you do is based on the fact, on a foundation. It's a recipe. Do this, 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 you get what you want. If you change an ingredient in the recipe, you get something else. Stop making up new recipes. Start doing what works consistently, and that's what we'll talk about today. That's how you get what you want. So number one, and this is a stoic item, is to decide. Everything begins with your decision to transform. You literally are cutting off any other option. Now let's, I don't want to scare you because sometimes it's, oh my God, Scott, you mean I have to decide? I've changed my whole life? No. You could decide, like I did, what's it been, 2.5 weeks ago, to go plant-based on my eating, to eliminate meat from my diet for about a month and see what happens. My wife tricked me into going vegan. She didn't tell me that. She's still fighting. No, her whole-based plant, a whole plant-based, no, we're just vegan. But we decided to do it. To experience it, to see, and it's working out pretty well. I'm actually not missing meat a whole lot. My body does feel better. A lot less inflammation, you feel really good. You decide. It could be a little thing like how you eat, or deciding to go to the gym, deciding to call your kids, say some nice things to them. It all begins with a decision. Could be really tiny, could be really big. It's totally up to you. My guess, and my theory, and my total complete understanding is this. All those little things add up to the big thing, don't they? So you can approach it either way. I don't really care. If you start with the little things, making small changes in your life, you decide to do that, it's going to build up and eventually you will transform into something much bigger. That's the easy way to do it. I would do that if I were you. Just start making little itty bitty changes. Decide to make little changes. Some of y'all are making big changes, big old things, big, awesome, motivating, bam, big goals, right? You're way out there and you can't get going. They can exist at the same time, same universe. In any case, whatever it is, you decide today. So right now, pick something that you are deciding you're going to change today. Something you're going to move toward a different direction. You're going to transform your life based on what you're doing. Maybe you're going to have a meat impossible burger, right? I haven't had that yet, but I hear it's pretty good. Number two, define it. This is clarity. Aimless wandering is no fun. The Stoics used to say you had to get clarity first, then you have to take some action. But one of the things that is very Stoic and is very common, and it's the way things work, is called adequate information. Not information overload. So when you decide what you're going to do, the next thing you're going to have to do is define what that is. And you want to adequately define that using adequate information. Not too much, not enough, but the right information. Look for the answer to define it. It's going to be hard to move forward and make a transformation if you don't know very specifically what you're doing. So in my case, back to the plant-based vegan trickery that she put on me. It's very much defined. It's okay, we're not eating meat. So I don't know. Just kind of thinking about it. People ask me all the time, well, okay, Scott, what do I do? I said, do you know what not to do? Yeah, but don't do that and just do whatever's left. That's me right now. When it comes to meat base, I know not eating meat. I know, okay, I'm not going to eat meat. Cool. I don't know what to eat. So I just eat whatever's not meat. Kind of works, right? So we're going to decide, we're going to define, and then we're going to deploy. Deploy means putting into action. But a lot of people put their plans into action before they actually have plans, before they're actually committed to the goal. So that's why you have to decide what you're going to do. You have to literally cut off all other options. You have to find exactly what that's going to be, and then you put it into play. And what you're going to find is that by the time you put it into play and deploy it and get it out there into action, you're probably already doing it. It's probably already happening in your life. And there's one more. You don't have to do this one today because today is all about deciding on something. It's all about deciding what you want to transform into, what you want to transform in your life, what you want to define, and how you can dig deep and know exactly what it is. And it's all about getting some deployment going, getting it happening in your life, some action taken. That's what today's all about. But tomorrow, you're going to go to the fourth one, which is called defend. Anything you've decided to do and you've made happen, you got to defend it and make sure it keeps happening in your life. If you love it, defend it. If you don't love it, okay, good try. Let it go. Decide, define, defend. Did I miss one in there? Deploys in there as well. Yeah. I know. Check your notes. You got it. All right, see me at Facebook. Come on over. That's where I hang out. I don't do a lot of social media. I'm thinking about firing up the Facebook page again. It's been sitting there dormant for like 2 years, but like 600 people a week are stopping by. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll do something with it. If you're a Facebook expert, shoot me an email. Maybe I'll hire you to do it. But for now, I'm in the group. Go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Come join our little group of wildly motivating people over there and have some fun. And secondly, if you are a Daily Boost Premium member, thank you. So I too appreciate you so much. I think about you a lot. I see your names all the time. If not, it might be for you. Just go to dailyboostpremium.com, check it out, and come on in. Let me know. I'll see you come in. I'll say hi. See you soon.